Hey guys, it's Mrs. Rambo, and we're going to be talking about the new testing curriculum and what your testing curriculum is going to be for beginner students. It's just going to be the basics of Songam 1. So that's just going to be a high block. We're working on high blocks. We're going to be doing the one step for Songam 1. So that's going to be a high block, middle section punch, and then a high section punch. And then you're going to step back, low block. That's just going to be for the basic. And then your weapon is going to be a single comma. We're going to be working on the cutting of the song knot, which is just angle strikes. And then we're going to be working on circular strikes with the song knot, as well as we're going to be putting in some kicks in your form. So that's going to be super fun. You're going to be also doing sparring combination, which is going to be a little different this time. So it's going to be an evade kind of technique. So that means we're going to be moving out of the way and then doing a front kick or a side kick or whatever we feel, you know, that you could use in sparring, excuse me. And then always, you know, in sparring, you want to add your extra techniques. You know, you don't want to just do one thing. Okay, now if you're an advanced student, we're going to be working on hook kicks, side kicks, and knife hand block. Specifically, it's a section in Inwa 2 of the blue belt form. We're going to be working on timing. So that means when your side kick is coming down to hit the mat or the floor, your double knife hand block is coming out at the exact same time. And then you guys are also going to be doing weapons, which is going to be double combo, so double song knot. You guys are going to also be working on those angle strikes, these circle techniques. We're going to be doing a jump kick in your comma form, and then that's going to be super fun. So, and then for your sparring combinations, also going to be the same. It's just going to be the evade kick. So you're going to be moving out of the way, making sure that, you know, you're not getting hit by your opponent and doing that kick and then adding in your extra techniques. Now when you guys are watching all the videos, you guys are going to be, it's going to be broken down for you quite a bit, only because I want you guys to understand exactly what I'm trying to teach you. I don't want you to just get just a big piece of it at one time. So by breaking it down, it's a little bit easier for me to show you and teach. And it's also a little easier for you to understand it. If I were to give you this big chunk of material in 1 week, I don't think, not most of you could pick it up and some of you wouldn't. So we want to make sure that you're also doing it correctly. So if I give you that big chunk, you can memorize it, but it's not going to be beautifully done or correctly done. So we want to make sure that everything is right. Now, so that's why everything in the video gets broken down. Also, if I gave you everything all at once, the rest of your 8 weeks of training, you'd be doing the same thing. And then you'd be like, Mrs. Rambo, I'm bored. And that's not what we want. So I want to make sure all the videos for you are, all your training videos are super fun. Okay. So just bear with us. We appreciate you watching our videos, and I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Thank you.